This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9. My next guest is no stranger to the Joy Daytime playlist. His latest single, Living Like a Love Song, was recorded in New York. On the line from Queensland is Casey Barnes. Hey, Casey.
Oh, hello. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Now, we added the track on Joy Daytime a couple of weeks ago. It appears on your new album, Jet Trails. You recorded it in New York. How did the track come about, Casey?
It's a good question, actually. Well, the song features myself and another singer, Mark Shine, and I've known Mark now for a few years. He's originally from Jamaica and lives in New York, and I was over there last year doing some shows, and he got in touch with me and said, look, I've got this song I'd love you to have a listen to and see what you think. And he sent me the track, and I listened to it, loved it straight away, and we got together while I was there and recorded the track properly, and then I was lucky enough to pass on the song to a label that I've been in contact with over in Europe called Black Hole Recordings, who other artists like Tiesto are with, and a few other big acts, and they loved the song and they've signed it, and it just sort of went from there, and it came out on radio this last week, so far it's going really well.
Now, that's a pretty big deal, being signed to a dance label like Black Hole Recordings. What's their plans for the track overseas?
Yeah, they've got it. They're servicing it throughout Europe to radio and DJs as well. We got, oh, I think it was about 3 or 4 remixes done, and so that's all been part of the whole package. And so they're now, sending that out to different DJs, and as I said, radio over in Europe are playing it as well. It's so far it's going really well, and it's summertime over in Europe, so it's sort of got that sort of a summery sort of a vibe to it, so hopefully it'll be well received.
Now, you're no stranger to the dance floor, because back in 2008 you had a European hit on your hands with Myko Denmark on the track called Tiny Dancer, a cover of the Elton John song. Now, the dance world keeps calling you. Are you going to explore this genre a bit more in the future?
Yeah, it's funny. It seems to keep doing that, but definitely I love the genre of music. If it's a good song, we were talking off air about what radio stations play different people's tracks, and if it's a good song, then I'll be drawn to it, and I really enjoy collaborating with different acts on dance tracks, and I've got a couple of other tracks in the works at the moment with a label and a DJ over in Italy, and so there's a few things there. But being a singer-songwriter, I guess my love is that acoustic bass sort of stuff that I keep going back to as well. And I've just been over in Nashville recently with Rick Price, and we've been collaborating, writing a bunch of new material, and I went back over to Nashville and just finished recording a new EP with him over there, and I'm really loving all the stuff we've come up with on that too, so hopefully that'll be out maybe towards the end of the year.
Dancing on the floor.
Casey Barnes, and you're listening to the Friday Morning Show on Joy 94.9.
3 months ago, you became a dad for the second time, little Emmy.
Yeah,
so obviously she's been a bit of inspiration for you in the last few months. Have you written any songs for her lately, or any written songs for your kids?
I have, mate. You must be intuitive. I definitely have, and we were very fortunate enough to have our second child, Emmy, and I don't know if anyone tuned into to 60 Minutes on the weekend, but there was a story, a really powerful story on 60 Minutes about Mary, I think it's Mary Custis is her name?
Effie, yeah.
Effie, and a beautiful story, and she shared her what happened with her and her partner, and they lost a baby, and I think there's a lot of Australian families out there that have been through similar circumstances, and my wife and I actually we unfortunately had the same thing happen to us last year. We lost a baby halfway through the pregnancy, and it was something that it was a health issue with the baby, and it was a really sad time, and I, you know, we were very fortunate enough to fall pregnant again, and hence, you know, we had Emmy, and I actually went away and ended up writing a song about that whole experience, which was sort of a way for me to deal with that grief, I guess, and then the happiness of you know, having Emmy, and that's one of the tracks I just recorded with Rick, so it's one that I think is going to be a pretty special one that I sort of hold close to my heart, so yes, it's a bit emotional.
Looking forward to hearing that one, Casey.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, and it's great to see people like Mary sharing a story, because, you know, there's a lot of couples out there that have, you know, that have lost a baby, and it's something that a lot of times they feel they have to keep silent, or they don't talk about it, and it's something that it's nice that there's a bit more awareness that it is happening a fair bit.
The new single from Casey Barnes, Living Like a Love Song, is online right now, together with all the remixes. Make sure you check those out. Also his album Jet Trails as well. Casey, all the best for the new single, mate, and make sure you come down to Melbourne soon and play some gigs for us down here.
I definitely will. Actually, I was there on the weekend too.
Really?
Yeah, I played at the MCG for the football.
Of course you were. I saw Yeah, go on.
I did, and yeah, it was great to get down to Melbourne. I'll be back again soon, hopefully. It's one of my favourite cities in Australia, so any chance I can come down is a good excuse to get down there.
Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, mate.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.